Welcome to a new unit on sun safety. This is our first chapter, so we'll give you a little bit of introduction about what we're going to have conversations about in sun safety. We've assembled some information to provide you with an understanding of hazards and prevention tips for working outdoors. Now, we have a separate unit on heat illness, and that contains details on acute hazards associated with working in hot environments and ways to prevent heat exhaustion and heat stroke. This unit focuses on other effects. Please listen to the heat illness unit to round out your knowledge of sun safety. In this unit on sun safety, we're going to talk about the hazards associated with exposure to sun and provide best practices that are intended to prevent both short-term and long-term illnesses associated with sun exposure. We're really going to focus and drill down in on skin cancer and ways of communicating to farmers and their children about how and when to protect themselves from ultraviolet or UV radiation that is hazardous to the skin. You'll develop a vocabulary to recommend understanding the UV index, the risk that farmers face for developing skin cancer, and ways to recommend to farmers to protect their skin. Our supplemental materials from this chapter will also contain links to handouts, postcards, and brochures to use as you talk to farmers and farm workers about sun safety. So why are we discussing this in Ag Health 101? Well, skin cancer is the most common type of cancer throughout the United States. It is more prevalent than breast, prostate, lung, and colon cancers combined. In fact, 1 in 5 Americans will likely develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Farmers are at a higher risk than average Americans due to their outdoor work environment, where farmers receive 2 to 3 times as much UV radiation than other workers. So farmers are at increased risk of skin cancer because they work outside. Before we jump into our technical chapters, though, let's have everyone complete a self-reflection on your personal sun safety. Since we're going to be giving you information to motivate others to take precaution, it's time to get honest about your own sun safety and reflect on your own behaviors when it comes to protecting your skin from ultraviolet radiation in the sun. So the introduction question for you to consider as we wrap up this introductory section is, what precautions do you take to protect yourself from the effects of sun on your skin? Does this change across the year? And if so, how do you know when it's time to increase your protection? We're going to give you some suggestions throughout this unit, but think about what you do now to protect yourself from sunburns and skin cancer before we dive into recommendations that are given by various organizations. We'll see you in the next chapter.